Episode 245, May 23rd, 2016.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
The racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
So Skype was a bit of a train wreck last week for us, so we're trying something new. It's called Zoom.
It sounds good for right now.
We've made it 8 seconds, so I don't think we're in the clear yet. I don't know who discovered this. I guess this was a Robbie and Marcus deal. But in our pre-show, everyone sounded great except for Robbie, and then we mute him, and everything's awesome. So that's probably a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah, so he can't get on here. He's actually said he has something to say, so I guess that'll be the part of the show that sounds a lot like the old version of the show with the bad audio when he's talking.
Well, then they'll start, that'll make them think negative things, so then they'll just put Robbie and negative in the same light. That'll go in their brain as whenever Robbie speaks, the show gets worse, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I see a lot of support for Robbie amongst our vocal fans.
Yeah, they like to shit on us. And, you know, Robbie, you can't really, it's too easy to shit on Robbie because, you know, things haven't worked out for him in life. But us, you know, we're still trying to make it, so they shit on us.
Robbie said he wants to talk about Hall & Oates, but, you know, I'm a little bit stressed about Robbie meeting Katie's parents.
Yeah, let's just let everybody know again. We're going to go to see the Hall & Oates concert at Jiffy Lube Live this Thursday night. Myself, Tawanda, Joe, Katie, Robbie, his girlfriend who doesn't speak English, and Katie's parents.
And Rob Spiewak and Carrie Spiewak.
Well, that's right. The Spiewaks are going. Oh, wow. This is going to be epic.
It should be.
If it doesn't, well, the rain, you know, which is, if you live on the East Coast, you realize it's raining every day since Prince died, could screw things up.
Yeah, but I kind of prepped them. You know, I had dinner last night with Katie and her parents. And basically I said, listen, I'm not responsible for anything that he says, and know that I know decorum. Like, I know not to talk about things like, say, for example, gun control.
Right.
People that I don't know. So I prepped them. It should be okay. But now I think they're going to be on the, you know, almost on the defensive. You know what I mean? Thinking that he's going to lash out. So that actually helps too, because then when he's normal, you know, then they're going to say, oh, okay, well, he wasn't that bad.
Well, you have a few friends and your brother who you need to prep people for. Like, I imagine when you first started dating Katie, you didn't have to prep her for me or for Vegas or whoever, but, or for Justin necessarily, but for like Tim or Robbie, you probably had to prep her, right?
Yeah. I don't remember prepping her for Robbie, but clearly I have to prep her for Tim. And that's, you know, I mean, now Tim, people from the show know Tim. Tim actually was my co-host for a couple of times when you were in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, if you want to call it that. Well, Tim is, see, Tim even if you prep, you still can't prepare. Because let's just say that they just met and they're playing poker. We're just having a fun game of poker for $10. If he wins a hand offer, he's going to say, take that, you bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't even know you. That's, who talks like that?
Yep. Yeah, he will.
Are you now? Robbie wants to talk about a contingency if it rains. You know, it was $20 a ticket. If it's pouring, raining, are you really going to go?
Well, it's not really my place to cancel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I might throw it out there early. Like, hey, if it's pouring down rain, let's just listen to a Hall & Oates CD, the best of.
We can still get together.
Pandora. Yeah, we get together. But then we don't have to drive as far. We put on Hall & Oates Pandora.
Yeah.
We hear all the songs that we wanted to hear anyway, plus a couple bonus tracks that are like Hall & Oates.
Well, we get a little shelter. Yeah. But Robbie, should we let him talk now or is it going to ruin everything?
Let's hear how bad the audio is, but yeah.
Robbie?
I'm here.
Okay. What is your rain contingency plan?
Well, I liked Marcus's suggestion in the pre-show about wearing the garbage bag like we're at Woodstock.
Yeah.
But my contingency was either, like you suggested, just cancel, or B, buy a pavilion seat. There's plenty available. And close up, you can get a seat for $125. I was thinking about
I'm not doing that. I'm not driving all the way there and then spending an extra $200. I'm not doing that. That's your contingency plan? That sounds like a shitty plan.
It's one of my contingencies.
Well, I mean, I think that is worth it to be up close and see them for $125. But I don't know, man. You go from potentially now not spending any money to having to spend $250 because, you know, it's not just, you know, we got to buy for the girls too.
Nobody wants to go see Hall & Oates. There's plenty of seats available.
There's a lot. I checked this morning. There are so many seats left.
Really? There might be a scalping situation where you can get a pavilion for like $50 or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. See, the I'm going to monitor the weather to the last minute. And if it looks bad, I'm going to say to my girlfriend, hey, do you want to sit in the pavilion for X number of dollars, seeing what they're going for at that point? Or do you want to just not go? Because they only allow you little tote umbrellas in there. You can't even take like a big golf umbrella.
Do you think when you say that to her, she's going to understand what you're saying?
Is there any current act that you would sit in the rain for and listen to and watch?
No.
There's no act.
Yeah, I think I agree. What about like Foo Fighters or something?
I've already seen them.
Me too.
Let's say you're prepared, though. You're dressed. You don't care about your clothes. You're just resigned to the fact that it's going to be muddy. And you're just like, screw it. Let's just go for it.
I'd last a minute. I know myself.
You don't like being wet, Robbie?
I just wouldn't be enjoying the show. I would be just thinking about how wet I am the whole time.
How far away are you from the arena?
I work literally 5 minutes from there. My home is about 40 minutes from there.
Hey, is there any concern that it says remaining meeting time is 8 minutes and 53 seconds? Is that a concern of anyone's that in 8 minutes and 47 seconds, we're not going to be on here anymore?
He thought of everything. We were on a TMOS it was Wednesday, right? And we did a promo that we recorded a promo where we shit all over Marcus Serta and Omericast. And we're sorry, Marcus. I mean, not really, but we do like you. But the promo was, I think, funny enough so that we can shit on you.
No, it was great. I laughed my ass off. Robbie sent it to me prior to it playing on TMOS. And my response back was, LOL, dicks, because I thought it was hilarious. And again, you and I, we share mutual respect and we joke at each other and bust each other's balls all the time. I've busted on Rob and Joe show in the past. But we're friends, and you know, I laughed. It was hilarious. It was great. But
is there a concern out there that you're becoming the punching bag, and while we're just kidding, others who punch might not be?
Oh no, I'm a punching bag for others. Yes, absolutely, but I don't give a rat's ass what they think about it.
So there's no like you do when you say it like that.
Yeah. There's no chance it'll be the Realm cast anytime soon.
Hey, if you went to another network, would you still cover the Mike O'Mara show?
I think if I were to leave, I wouldn't be covering any show except the Robin Joe.
Thanks,
show.
Man. I was just kidding.
Anyway. Good answer.
They'd never get rid of the Omera cast.
No, it's a staple. We love the Omera cast.
It's one of the anchors of the network.
Well, Joe and I's philosophy on listening to podcasts is if you're going to talk about us, we're going to listen. And you're guaranteed to talk about us every week, so you're our number one podcast.
Well, listen to Marcus's podcast, Rob. Do you just skip ahead until he says our name?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Me too. That's what I do too.
Hey, guys.
It's the best part of the show.
Hey, guys. In 6 minutes, we are going to get cut off because we don't have the pro version of this. I didn't realize.
So what do we do?
We have to pay $150.
Yeah. Or we have to start another meeting every half an hour, 15 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how long it goes.
All right. Well, after we'll take a break right as it's expiring, okay. And then you'll start another meeting, and we'll go and we'll all get on it. Is that fair?
Keep an eye on it.
I feel like this is making us seem more unprofessional. Mac's gonna have a good time with this. And this is, hey everybody, this is Robbie's mistake.
You yourself, Robbie. Yeah. I mean, you think it seems unprofessional for us to only be able to talk 15 minutes at a time?
Yeah. Well, that's our show, everybody. We didn't want to pay $19.95 a month. How much is the pro? Can anybody look that up? I guess I could. But
I think it's like to. $15 a month.
Well, you know, they stopped giving to our PayPal. So,
hey, you know what? We have that money.
We could put it towards Hall & Oates Pavilion tickets.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I don't think we're going to do that.
If nothing else, this is like real radio. You're watching the clock right now, waiting for that stop set to hit.
Oh, we're always watching the clock. So, yeah. I have this, I think I've figured out why I don't really watch cartoons, Joe.
Okay. Nice segue.
Well, whatever. I don't want to get into a real meaty thing and funny because, you know, we haven't paid for our subscription.
So yes, we have 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Right. So I have better things to talk about, but we'll wait until we have to log back in because we're the lowest budget show of all time. But no, because most cartoons that people say you should be watching, Family Guy and South Park and The Simpsons, they're comedies. And I don't really watch any comedies. Like the only sitcoms I've watched as an adult are Seinfeld, The Office, and Silicon Valley.
You're saying as an adult, meaning what, the last 15 years?
I'm saying
you've only watched three shows
that are considered comedies. Like I watched on a regular basis.
Did you watch Friends when it was on?
I watched it for the first season, and then Ross and Rachel got in this fight, and I was really mad at Rachel, and I took Ross's side, and then I stopped watching the show.
That can't possibly be true.
Well, I mean, do you count Entourage as a comedy? Because I watched that.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I hear what you're saying. That's not your thing. I get it. But we talked about even like when you were younger, right? Were you a kid not watching cartoons, if I remember correctly?
I mean, I think I watched some cartoons, but it never was a huge deal to me. I mean, so I don't know why that is, but I mean, because JL was talking about, he had a debate on his podcast, I Rod from Black Eyed Tips, who has a huge podcast about the show Rick and Morty, and JL didn't care for it, although it gets great reviews. So I decided I'd watch it. And then, you know, I realized it's just, I'm not into stand-up. I'm not into comedies. I'm not in, for whatever reason, if it's just trying to be funny, I'm not really interested. It's not that I'm saying it's not funny. I just, maybe because that's what I do. So I don't want comedy. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, you love comedy.
Do I?
I think you do. I mean, you do enjoy watching other people do comedy.
I like live comedy. Yeah. But I don't watch a lot of stand-up on TV. I couldn't tell you what channel Comedy Central is.
I don't know what channel it is either, but you don't watch a lot of movies either.
I watch
a lot of shit TV. Like one time I was over, I can't remember what I was doing, but it was during the day.
Yeah.
And you were watching people mine for gold, like on a series, like a reality show.
Well, Gold Rush is a great show, but I don't think I watch a lot of shit TV. That's a good show.
Is it? Gold Rush?
Yeah. Well, it's only been on 9 seasons, so it must have something going for it, Joe.
Do you watch The Real Housewives of anything?
No. I mean, I have, but I don't.
Yeah, well, maybe you're too highbrow.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't know.
You don't enjoy comedy? I find that hard to believe. You know what I mean? Like, there are comedies that you love.
Like what?
What's your favorite movie of all time?
The hilarious Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that's really funny. When that guy gets raped.
I can't get enough of it. No, I love The Hangover and Something About Mary and Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. And, you know, I like comedic movies. So it's not like I'm...
But you're right. You do dedicate a lot of time. And we only have a minute and 23 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I also want to say, you know, I caught all the way up in Game of Thrones. Caught yes. all the way up.
I'm proud of you.
Watched the first season during the big snowstorm in January. Stopped watching it and then basically caught up in a period of maybe... a week and a half.
That's the way to do it.
But so I was all very excited, of course, when we were on the Mike O'Mara show, he let us know that he...
Okay, stop, because you're about to spoil it for other people now.
Well, when you spoil it for other people, this happened 3 weeks ago now.
Okay, but you're going to say something that's going to spoil it, like you got spoiled.
Well, right that's now. Like spoiling The Sixth Sense at this point.
Well, no. Four John days Stark ago, it was on. Okay. But now at that point, you had to have heard something about that, right? Because you're on Facebook. It's everywhere.
Yeah, but our meeting's about to end. We need to take a break, and Robbie needs to log us back in on the other side.
All right. We need a credit card to do the show. We'll be right back. This is hilarious.
I mean, Robbie, why aren't you hitting leave meeting and then starting a new meeting? I don't understand.
He's got to get every second.
He has to let it count down to the last 8 seconds or whatever?
I have no idea.
You can just stop this meeting.
You're busy running errands and there's lots of places you need to visit. The post office doesn't need to be one of them. Just use stamps.com instead to buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your own computer and printer. Stamps.com always updates postage rates for you automatically. Unlike postage meter companies, stamps.com never charges a fee to do it. So with stamps.com, you get the exact postage you need for any letter or package the instant you need it. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Rob and Joe for a special offer. That's stamps.com. Enter code Rob and Joe.
And now back to the Rob and Joe show.
All right, welcome back. How long do we have on this? I feel like Skype, we always try to get away from it, and then we end up coming right back.
It's like an ex, it's like a girlfriend you've dated for like 5 years. It's hard to break up with them. You know what I mean? You're all her stuff's at your place. All your stuff's at her place. You have a large group of friends. You're in a different groups and clubs together. You have similar hobbies. You know, a bunch of your clothes are in her closet. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get it.
And then hey, we just run it back.
Breaking news, Joe Robinson. Somebody that's listening live just sent us money.
Sweet. How much?
I mean, it's a lot. I feel, it's in the note says, use this to buy the pro version.
Sweet.
It's from a listener who we mention frequently. I don't know if I guess we can give Amy Michelle Berger credit. I don't know if it's private, but thank you.
But Amy doesn't have a job, right? How is Z sending us money? I feel guilty.
I do. I also feel guilty because this is a substantial amount of money. I mean, it's not thousands, but it's real money.
All right. Well, let's do what she asked then.
Go to the Hall of Notes. No.
Let's go. Let's get into the pavilion now.
Seriously. Thank you, Amy. We should be giving you a gift. It was just your birthday last week. So happy birthday. Sorry we missed it. Hope you enjoy cake.
But back to what we were talking about before the break. You really think 3 weeks you shouldn't, I should, because, you know, Mike said it, you know, a week after it happened, less than a week after it happened. It happened on Sunday and he said it on Wednesday.
Yeah. No, I think you could have just said, hey, spoiler, and then someone could hold their ears for 10 seconds, 30 seconds. And then you could have said that.
No. Well, I just said it again, that Jon Snow is brought back to life.
Well, the thing with Game of Thrones, because it's has such a social media presence, you have to either watch it live or stay off social media, at least if you're on it a lot like you and I are, until you've watched it.
I think that people should give it a 24-hour window.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You have that day and the next day to watch it. At that point is then your responsibility to stay off of social media.
I agree, because Jimmy Merritt got in trouble. I mean, people yelled at him because he this morning posted something that was a spoiler in his post.
Well, he should. And you know who gets the most upset about that?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. His microphone is muted, and it was unmuted, and we couldn't hear it. Robbie, he is really, really big on not, you know, having his shows ruined because, you know, Robbie, Robbie watches every television show.
Yeah. And
so it's really easy to spoil him because he has to watch, because of the amount of TV watches, he has a lot of shows that overlap. And so, you know, it's easy to spoil something for Robbie because, you know, I mean, we talked about this before. I wonder how many shows Robbie is watching right now. And plus The Bachelorette is starting. And of course, you know, that's going to be added. I wonder if do you think we should reveal what we've done? See how mad Robbie gets.
Well, he's muted, so it's not going to really hurt us. If you remember listening a few months ago, we had the Bachelor Fantasy League. Robbie had been in one previously, got kicked out for cheating. And then the three of us and Scott Apple did our own. It became obvious again, Robbie had cheated. And then we had, we went to court. We had Scott Apple do a horrible job being an attorney. And then we voted and it was decided that Robbie cheated and therefore he was kicked out of the contest. So myself, Joe, and Scott took it upon ourselves to do our own Bachelorette pool without Robbie.
That's right. Excluding Robbie. And if I remember correctly, Scott Apple, he took three of the black bachelors.
A mistake I made last time.
He has Grant, Christian, and Jake.
Yes.
He also has Ali, the guy with the giant eyebrows. I think he made horrible choices.
He thinks that she's into the non-white guys. Maybe JoJo is.
I mean, Robbie might know because he reads those. He reads, you know, the spoilers, and he reads inside information. He might already know that. Robbie, go and unmute yourself. How does she feel about the brothers?
I can't remember.
So, you know, Robbie, this is, you know, if you cheat, you don't get invited to play again. So that you should have learned that as a child. Now you're learning it as an adult.
Yeah. Remember when you threw that wiffle ball back through the window, Robbie, you weren't ever allowed to do that again. There's no more wiffle ball in the backyard.
You can go back to muting,
Robbie. I think Robbie is genuinely mad.
Well, this is good that he can't speak because then we don't have to hear shit.
How about we do that, Robbie? Can you tell us, because I want to know who has the guy. Can you tell us who your favorite is, who you like? Is it James Taylor, the guy named after the great singer-songwriter? Do you have a favorite?
I haven't even looked at anything yet.
Oh, all right.
How he's listed as James Taylor. Everyone else is just their name. And then if there's a duplicate name, first name, there's just a letter of the last name. We have James F., James S., and James Taylor.
I think maybe Taylor's his middle name,
but that's still douchey. If your name is a famous person, you know.
Well, if there's multiple James, the producers encouraged him they gave him options, and that's what he chose. It's probably not his fault.
No, I would never choose that.
My name is Channing Tatum Robinson.
I go by Channing Tatum. That's my first name.
This backfired a little bit. We don't have a bachelor contest, Robbie. We're kidding. Yeah. But we wanted to hear you snap, but since your audio is so horrible, we didn't get to take advantage of the bit. It sucks.
Yeah, good job, Robbie. Way to screw that up for us. Yeah,
thanks. I just wrote down a bunch of names before I...
You did good. You almost convinced me, Joe.
that we did have it.
Yeah. So a little bit of a murder mystery story here. I have a tablet that I... AT&T. It was like some promotion. It was free, essentially. And I hardly use it, but I bring it now to our murder mysteries to carry it around and have people sign up to join our mailing list. So we're at the tally ho a few weeks back. I have the tablet with me. I leave it in the green room. And it was a poorly attended show. We spoke about that. I didn't even bother walking around and getting names. So, you know, I'd take it home. I actually left it and had to go back the next day and get it. So I take it home and it just sits in my office. It's not something I regularly use.
Can I guess the end of this story?
Yeah.
There's a picture of Justin's balls on it.
Well, you're close.
You are close. Meet yourself, Robbie.
I open it up today and I figure it needs a charge. And my screensaver is now a man's ass cheeks spread apart. Nice hole and ball shot. Now, I guess now that I'm thinking about this, since I did leave it overnight, it could be an employee also.
So. How clear was it? Meaning, is the resolution can you really make out detail?
I think I could pick this asshole out of a lineup. So the culprits are, well, first of all, there's who is it and who took it? Now, Eric Woodworth has the exact same tablet. He had the same deal from AT&T. So that would lend that he might have taken the picture, being the most familiar with it.
You also have to think who's willing to do it, and he is. I mean, yes. He literally gets naked in front of the entire however big the audience is. It doesn't matter,
right? So now, allow that picture. It's clearly not Eric because Eric is a large man. So, Tommy Sambazo, very possible. Justin Schlegel, no shame in showing his butthole to the world. You've got Sean Gabbard in the room. Don't see that happen.
I don't think it's Gabbard.
RJ Jackson. He's a smaller man. This is more of a hefty ass.
Oh, it's hefty.
Well, I wouldn't say hefty. I would say it was above. It was meaty. It was bigger than RJ's ass. Could be RJ's girlfriend, but again, this had balls.
Was there cellulite?
I should probably send you the picture, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Text it to me because
I don't know how to do that. Maybe if I take a picture.
You're not considering that it could be me.
I did consider you. I posted it on Facebook. It doesn't seem like something you would do.
It doesn't. That's not really something I would do. But in addition to that, you know, I'm very busy at the beginning. I don't have time to be taking pictures of my butthole and balls.
That's true. Do you think the average woman could pick her man's butthole out of a lineup?
No, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I. Do you think you could pick your butthole out of a lineup?
No, I've never seen it.
Now, what about?
Have you seen yours?
No, how would I see it?
I mean, like I do some grooming or whatever, but I don't look at it. I just kind of be like, all right, I feel like everything's good down there.
I feel like this is probably a Tommy's hole, but we should definitely maybe pass it around.
Was it shorn?
What? What's that mean?
You don't know what shorn means?
No.
If your hair, it's a haircut. Was it trimmed up?
Let me go get it and then I'll take a picture of it because I don't even think I'm on the internet on that tablet. And I'll just, maybe I can email it. I'll figure it out. Hold on.
All right. Sure. Take your time.
Yeah.
I'm guessing just based on the description, it sounds like a Justin. It sounds like a Justin move. But the fact that you said that there's it's roomy, because Justin, you know, he takes care of himself. He's probably in the best shape of anybody that's in the entire cast by a factor of like three, right? So, but Tommy's certainly willing to do that, and so's Eric. I'm guessing it'd be one of those two. If I were a gambling man, I'd put the odds at this. I'd have Eric and Tommy both at 2-1, and then I'd have Justin at 3-1, and then the field would be like, you know, 16-1.
Skin tone wouldn't give it away.
Well, but you know, we're all pasty white guys. There's nobody, you know what I mean? There's one black guy, Talk. He's not in the show. So,
all right. I will text it to who wants it.
You can send it to me. You're texting it to me?
Yep, I took a picture of the picture.
All right. I don't have it.
Oh, you'll know when you see it.
Yeah, it takes a little while to get through.
So now I have this guy's ass and balls and dick on two of my...
Oh, my God. Okay. So,
do they clean well?
Let me think. It's not. I don't think it's Justin. I don't.
I think it's Tommy. Took a picture of Tommy. You also got to keep in mind, Justin is wearing a superhero outfit. It's once he puts that on, it's not as hard to take.
Yeah, but you don't know what time it's taken.
That's true.
I think it's Tommy. Here's why. Because, you know, Eric was in costume and it's like a bodysuit, basically. Yeah. But Tommy's wearing black, right?
Seems like a go-to color for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which really makes him look even whiter.
And I'm looking at the fingers. Yeah, I would guess it's either Tommy or Eric. Maybe Eric would have taken it after he had changed back into his other clothes.
There's also two pictures, so they made sure they got it right.
Should we put this on Facebook and say, see who would identify it? I don't
think you're allowed to do that, Joe. I will get blocked. That's what I want on my Facebook. No, we will not do that.
Well, I mean, you want to each pick who we think it is and see, you think they'll reveal? If they do, we'll know who, okay.
I think they'll reveal. It's two questions. Who is it and who took it?
Okay. Oh yeah, you're right, because it's two hands. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think you got it. Tommy, it's Tommy and Eric took it. That's my guess. Or Justin could have taken it too.
Yeah.
Justin is really computer savvy. Technology savvy.
All right. Then there's three questions. Whose idea was it? Who took it? Who is it?
So I think that the person whose butthole it is, it's their idea.
Okay. RJ also could have taken it. He's our photographer.
Yeah, he could have. I don't think RJ took it because RJ's girlfriend was there.
Maybe she took it.
And that looks like it happened like post show. And so, you know, I mean, he would have been with her. I don't think, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, Kim Ambrose, who's there, she's kind of one of the guys, but you know, to meet somebody, you know, maybe two times and then show them your butthole. That's a lot. You
know? Right. You usually wait till the seventh or eighth time before you show your butthole or talk about gun control.
What's in that picture, I'm never doing. So that's, it doesn't matter.
How much money for you to have Katie take a picture in that pose and then you make it your Facebook profile pic, and as long as it lasts until it gets, you get in trouble for it.
So basically it's like, now would I be kicked off Facebook or would I be suspended? Because basically the question is, you know, how much, but by the way, my stepmom's on there. You know what I mean? Aunts. Yeah. Yeah. So it's
you could lie and say it's not you.
Yeah, that's true. All right. By the way, are you kicked off Facebook forever if that picture is on there?
No, I think someone reports you and then they take it down and maybe you're not going to be kicked off forever.
Oh, $5,000.
Wow. That's a lot. You
wouldn't do it. You wouldn't might do be it. Lower than that.
I think you'd do it for $1,000.
No, I don't think I would. I would definitely do it for $5,000 because, you know, I can say that's not me. Somebody hacked into my account.
Katie said on chat she would take the picture.
Yes, I'm sure she would, but $5,000. Yeah, we go on vacation.
All right. How much for, not only do you have to admit that it's you, you can't say you got money for it. You got to say you just wanted to make some sort of statement about the world or something.
So I'm like, look, that's me. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, we all have assholes. My point is that we're all the same at the end of the day.
We got to fight childhood hunger. And this is the way I'm going to do it. I mean, not much more than, you know, I mean, $5,000 still. I mean, that's, I'm going to do it for that.
Marcus, what about you? You got a job? You got a family?
Oh, that's, I'd probably have to go higher, maybe $25,000.
What? Wow. $25,000?
You have to understand, I have a business to run. And
you could get fired or something or lose.
No. I have a company of my own that I need to run. And
yeah, would, and you're like, I'm not doing business with that guy. He's the guy who put his butthole on the internet and didn't apologize for it.
What about this? You do it, but you're allowed to blame Mermelstein and people believe you.
$5.
Seriously, how much? You get to blame Mermelstein.
It's still, it puts my company at risk. So it has to be high. And 25,000
risk. Who's going to be like, I'm not going to do business with that guy because of that butthole that was
almost everybody. Come on. Seriously. Who's
going to know about it? Nobody's going to know about it. But like, I heard what happened on your social media with the butthole that you tried to say was normalcy. Nobody's going to, that's fleeting.
Yeah, the one thing that we've learned in modern media is that anything you do on the internet is never found again.
Well, it might help you. You might be trending. Your butthole might be trending. It could help you. Publicity is good.
About once every 6 months, somebody catfishes my brother and I's stepmother. And it's hilarious. They put the most filthy thing that they can. And then she has to come out with like a public apology or whatever. Like, I can't believe somebody did that. And of course, then me and my sisters, we send it to each other and just start laughing like it's the funniest thing. But yeah, I mean, people catfish her, but nobody's going to be like, oh my God, did you see what was happening on her page? She's a nurse. I won't go to the doctor anymore. No, I mean, it's, you know, nobody cares.
I think I'm really,
Marcus, you're not Kim Kardashian. Nobody's going to give a shit.
No, but I do have people who I do business with, who I've been in business with and who have become friends, and I just wouldn't want to make it more difficult than it is. Look,
I said, I know, but that has value. And you're saying it's $25,000. Listen, it is as bad to, because you espouse your political beliefs on your page.
No, not really.
Just as bad. What? You're bragging about going to the Sanders rally on your. So how else would I know about it?
Yeah, but that's, I talked about going to an event, but I do not get into political discussions on my page.
You know, all right, hold on, Marcus. How about this? You have the asshole pickup for 1 hour on the middle of the day on a whatever weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. That's your profile pick. Or 1 week of a vote for Trump.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me I can either choose to put it up for 1 hour in the middle of the day or I vote for Trump?
No. You either have a pick of your asshole for 1 hour or 1 week, your profile pick is a sign that says vote for Trump.
Oh, I'd rather put an asshole up for an hour.
You put your butthole up for 1 hour.
Even though they're both exactly the same. They're both assholes.
All right, your asshole for 1 day or Trump for a week.
Oh, I'm putting the asshole up for a day.
The asshole for a week or Trump for a week?
Asshole for a week.
The asshole for a week or Trump for 1 hour?
I'm doing an asshole for a week.
Are you serious? I don't believe you.
Now, look, that guy is a menace to society.
But he's your asshole.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you're trying to tell me that you wouldn't put up Trump for president for 1 hour. Instead, you have your butthole on there for a week. That's not true.
You know, I'd have to give it some serious consideration, but I really, Trump comes to, he's just the worst.
Okay, but Marcus, if you look at the polls, it's him and Hillary, it's really close. If there was a poll between how many people have a problem with your asshole, it's 100% have a problem.
There's no flip-flopping here.
Your unfavorabilities are incredibly high.
It's actually not. It's only 99% because my PT, my physical therapist, she appreciates my asshole quite a bit.
What's your approval rating on your butthole? So that's you're not. Listen, I understand you don't like Trump. I get it. Hey, are you moving to Canada? You're already so close. If Trump
No, I live in the isolation that's called Vermont.
Well, they'll find you.
How?
Burning country.
If you could put your asshole as your pick, profile pick, and it would ensure that Trump doesn't become president, would you do that?
Oh, it'd be my permanent fucking profile pick.
You have to leave that up. If you said Trump will lose this election,
I would put up my permanent profile pick as my asshole with tissue paper still attached.
So all this stuff you're saying about your business, it's going to go out the window to have Trump not elected as president, but then your business is done. You're saying you're willing to, you give up your business if for Trump not to be president?
Well, I think there's a lot of things I would do to my Facebook page prior to doing that. But yes, I would.
So you said it would be
friend everybody first, and then I would do it.
You said it would be 25 grand to have the butthole pick up for, how long did I say? A week?
Was that how long? No, I thought it was you left it up until.
No. The original question. How long? Joe took 5 and you took 25, Grant. How much to have a Trump picture up? There's got to be a number. You're not.
No, there is a number.
150 grand a day.
Wow. 150 grand a day.
A day.
You know, the good thing about it is on that 150 grand, you wouldn't have to pay as much in taxes.
That's true. Exactly. Make Facebook great again. Do we have to take a break? I mean, or do we have a...
But we have to ask Robbie. He's got to unmute. Yeah. Right, usually that thing pops up that lets us know.
It's not there this time. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Maybe you should have done that the first time, Robbie.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a normal break and we'll come right back and we'll talk about my trip on a boat with Dan K. Charney. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Why mess with the traffic and hassle of your local shopping center? Face it, the weather sucks, the traffic sucks, and so do 90% of the people out there. So stay home and double-click your way to happiness. Amazon has everything for your home and your office, whether it's paper clips, coffee, clothes, electronics, nutrition pellets for your children, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it, and they're always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon is the best way to save yourself some money while supporting the shows you love so much. Remember, click the Amazon banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I do this this bachelor party on a boat. My buddy Ramin booked it. He couldn't do it. So it was me. And he asked if I wanted to bring somebody to open up the show. Of course, I brought Twitter's most famous person at Dan K. Charney. And it was... you know, I was concerned. Now, the money was really good, so I was happy about that. But if it's a bunch of like dudes that are out of control and just yelling and screaming, they could turn on me. It's mob mentality. They're all friends. But I get there and it's, I guess you just rent this boat out and the boat doesn't have food or any alcohol. You bring whatever you want on it. There's only 15 people and the bride was there. The guy's sister was there.
Wait a minute, hold on. It was a bachelor party. You brought your own food and drink, and the bride was there?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what a bachelor party is. He's not familiar with it.
Well, no, you rent this boat. They don't supply food or alcohol, but you're allowed to bring that on.
Oh, I got you. So somebody brought the food and alcohol. I got you.
Yeah. They took care of that. His brother and bride did that. But it's not part of the deal when you rent the boat, is what I'm saying. But his wife was there, his fiance was there, and his sister, and a couple of other guys, significant others. So it was mixed, which I think is good. But
that helped you for comedy, but what it does to a bachelor party is a whole different
deal. Right. Yeah. Well, Dan K. Charney keeps wanting to smoke this joint. And these guys, a lot of them are military. They're drinking, but they seem, you know, like they're... Well, actually, don't they seem? They specifically said they don't want that when he asked everyone there. So I'm like telling him, dude, I don't want to ruin this gig for us. Can you just not smoke weed for 2 hours? And he kept trying to, and I don't think he ever did. But it was beautiful out there. It was right on the
Potomac. What do you mean trying to? What does that mean?
He kept saying, what if I go? I got it in my bag. I'll go in the bathroom. I was like, dude, they're going to know. I mean, who did it? So I was like, I don't want... You know, the boat guys, it's illegal. They're probably, I don't know where we're at. We in DC and Virginia. I can't tell. I don't know what the situation with the weed on the water. Excuse me. I don't know what the law is.
You know, the other thing, if you're in DC, you're allowed to smoke that weed.
I think you're technically in Maryland.
Well, no, we started in Alexandria. So we got to DC. I'm looking at the Washington Monument, but I don't know, you know, where we're at.
As soon as you see the Washington Monument, you can fire up.
Yeah, I guess I should have just told him to do it. But anyway, the show is, it's going fine. Literally the last 20 minutes of my act, I say, does anybody want to say anything nice about the groom here? And everyone just stood up one at a time and said like these heartfelt, wonderful things about how you've helped me in my life and what a wonderful guy you are. It wasn't funny at all, but I'm getting paid to have this guy's sister tell him that she loves him. I almost felt guilty, and they were like, dude, that was so great. I was like, I didn't do anything. I literally just said, who wants to speak nice about
now after Brian here? After she did that, Did anybody try to follow it up, or was that it?
Yes, literally everybody. I kept trying to make it funny, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is some heartfelt shit. They're getting into like deep issues. You know, when my mom died, you were there for me. I was like, okay, I'm just going to let this ride out. Danny Charlie, he's trying to get high. They're crying. I'm trying to tell dick jokes. There's a
now, hold on. Did Dan Charlie, Dan K. Charlie went up?
Yes.
And I tell you, we talked about him last week. Danny K. Charlie, I think, is a good comic. But he is also like, you know, he's coming with both barrels. You know, he's going to, you understand, he's not for everybody because he's a risk taker, right?
Yes.
So did he do that? Did he pull the governor off and just go nuts?
He went for it, but they liked it. So that's when I knew that they were cool, because he did well.
So he went for it. They loved it. And then next is these Hallmark moments.
Well, next is me. But it was a situation where you really couldn't tell jokes at that point. You were just talking to everybody. And so I was doing a lot of that. And then my idea when I introduced this was people would come up and sort of roast him. That's what I thought was going to happen. And then I would pile on and add on to it.
Right. And then you'd learn stuff about him and you'd be able to, but instead, right.
Instead they were all serious.
Were people crying?
They were hugging. There was some real nice, tender moments.
And then you were like, hey, who's dated black girls? Is that what happened next?
Yeah. Listen to my podcast. No, then I just went to the next person. Like literally everyone spoke.
Oh, so you didn't tell jokes.
For 10 minutes, I talked to the crowd. I told two bits. Then I did that for like 25 minutes.
Were they happy with that?
Yes. They tried to tip us. I said, give it to Danny.
Wow. Depends on how much it is.
It was 20 bucks.
They were trying to tip us. I'd say, well, how much are you going to tip? And if it was a small amount, I'd say, give it to Danny.
Well, what I was going to do, if it was a lot, I just was going to like not pay him what I'd already promised him. I was going to cheat him somehow. But
yeah, you got it in tips.
Yeah. But no, it paid well.
When did Danny get to finally smoke his, was it a joint? Was it a bowl? What did he have?
He had a joint and he smoked it right there on the streets of Alexandria. And he offered it to everyone that was around. And so, yeah, but there was a guy on there that looked like Chris Restivo.
I saw the picture and I never thought for 2 seconds that it wasn't Chris Restivo. And I was almost like, why the hell is Chris Restivo on this? Why is he on this at this bachelor party? He clearly doesn't have any friends that would be able to afford a boat ride. And you guys obviously wouldn't have invited him.
Of course not.
And then I realized it was just somebody who looked like him. And I felt sorry. You should have tipped that guy.
I should have. He wore sunglasses the entire night. He just kept them on. He had a suit on. And when I took the picture, I posted it and said it was Chris Restivo.
I never thought for 2 seconds that it wasn't. Did you get seasick?
No, it was beautiful. I actually, I wonder how much it cost, because it would be fun to do that. I took the best picture of my life. Took this beautiful picture of the sun setting with this other boat with a wheelbarrow on the water. It was awesome. Glistening.
Is it something we could rent out to do the murder mystery?
It wasn't that big, so probably not. There wouldn't be any money.
No.
Speaking of the murder mystery, our Magoobies date, July 2nd, issues with Justin and comedy on the Friday has moved to July 23rd, so 3 weeks later. Probably a better Saturday for us out of the 4th of July weekend.
No, yeah, it's definitely better. But now, because of that, we're not debuting Sing for Your Life in at Magoobies, which usually that's the place where we debut our
half and half. We've debuted in Arlington a few times. So we're debuting it. We're going to do the superhero one, but instead we're shifting to Sing for Your Life, the karaoke theme one, July 15th at the Ram's Head in Annapolis. So
yeah, that's about Friday night. Days away. Yeah. And that's going to be, this is going to be our most elaborate of all the ones we've done. There's been singing before, but not to this degree. There's a lot of songs in it. And we have what, six different people singing.
Well, it depends, because there's going to be roles for the audience to sing if they desire. We're going to have an actual karaoke guy on stage. So it's going to be a big production.
Yeah, let me ask this of Robbie, because Robbie loves karaoke unlike anyone else. As a matter of fact, Robbie, when we go to the beach, Robbie insists that we all go do karaoke at a place called, is it still called the Sandbar, Robbie?
Yeah, Sandbar.
Okay. And he's got a friend that, and what Robbie does, is he shows up early before anybody gets there so he can get the maximum number of songs, which I believe is three. Robbie will corroborate that. But anyway, what else Robbie does is he comes with his own CD, meaning he's like, no, I got this. I want you to use this. And he hands a CD that he's been practicing with to the karaoke person. And then he does one, two, or three songs if he's able, if he gets there early enough, and he usually does get there early enough. Here's my question to Robbie, the karaoke lover. We are going to, during the collection of the votes and when we come out and help, we're going to allow audience members to go up and sing karaoke. Is that something you would do? Not necessarily will you do it at this show, but is this something a karaoke lover would do? Because it's not like a bar. It's a, you know, it's a theater.
I told you, I went to see a dinner theater murder mystery that had a karaoke theme, and I participated, and people thought I was part of the show. I think that it's for people who like to do karaoke, absolutely.
But let's just say it's people that are going to a murder mystery, and there's 200 people there. Do you think the odds are that there'd be 3 to 6 that would be willing to sing?
It might be a tall order, but if they've already bought tickets, they might anticipate already that's part of what they want to do, so... I think 4-5 is a reasonable expectation.
That's plenty. Now, the other thing we've been debating today, and Joe, I want you to weigh in on this because I think Robbie shit on my suggestion.
Hey, we got 5.5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll end the show in 5.5 minutes.
Yeah. We're debating every act of the murder mystery. We like to have some moment, you know, just like a TV show that goes to commercial and something happens, something big. And we like to have some moment or some information is doled out. And then we play a song, some song that from the jump grabs you. And that's like an outro. So we're debating what to play for the very final song. The show's
don't tell me who said what. Give me my options.
Well, you're on the email. I mean, you probably read it.
Sorry, I haven't read it.
Maybe you didn't read it. So Robbie suggested...
No, I don't want to know. Tell me the songs that we're choosing from. I want to choose Unencumbered.
Okay, well...
I don't want it to be influenced by who guessed who suggested it. Because I'm afraid of Robbie, and if I don't go with his idea, he'll start screaming. If I don't know it's his, it makes a difference.
Okay, hold on.
It makes sense that I'm terrified of Robbie.
Yeah.
Right.
He thinks...
No. you can't prevent.
Sorry. There's one of us thinks that Jailhouse Rock, because the is, I guess, because of the end of the show and someone's going to go to jail because they committed murder. And that's a huge song. And another one of us thinks Dirty Deeds.
Is it going to be, to be played?
This is the show's over, Joe.
Yeah, this is a bad for me because I don't know if I can take my personal interest out of it because I fucking love AC/DC. It's one of my favorite bands. Let me think. They're both pretty good. I mean, I don't really have a... if I had to pick one, I guess I'd pick Jailhouse Rock if I had to, but I would rather hear Dirty Deeds.
Well, I suggested Jailhouse Rock.
I don't think you really can go wrong with either. Can we find a place for both of the songs in the show?
I'm sure we can, but this is Robbie's reply to me suggesting Jailhouse Rock. This is a song about man-on-man sex in the correctional
system. He's always said that, yeah.
Where should it be used? Then he gives the lyrics. Number 47 said to number 3, "You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me." Shifty Henry said to Bugs, "For heaven's sake, no one's looking. Now's your chance to make a break." Bugsy turned to Shifty and he said, Nix, I want to stick around a while and get my kicks."
Yeah, well, obviously they're not talking about man-on-man sex. You know, the idea is that somehow you're in jail with a woman. Obviously, that's the idea.
Well, Joe, if they were talking about man-on-man sex, Robbie would introduce it when he meets his girlfriend's parents. So I think Jailhouse Rock is good, but you know, I like Dirty Deeds too.
Maybe we could put it up to the listeners.
That's yeah. We have such great artistic credibility here. We'll just let the listeners decide how we do our show. We work 6 months on. No thanks. So we have 3 minutes left of Zoom.
2 minutes.
Okay, okay. Got it. Mute yourself.
All right.
Wait, what are my thoughts on what? On which song to use?
On Zoom. Do you like it?
I mean, it's a little sketchy if we have to keep doing this, but I'm assuming is it 30 minutes that we have? Is that how it works?
I guess. I don't know.
It's 40 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if we have to take, you know, what we should do is stop. We only have to take one break in the middle. I think that's probably that might not be a horrible idea.
Yeah, but if we can't speak to Robbie.
Well, these guys are going to let us know if the audio is markedly better, then yeah, clearly we can work around the 40 minute, or we can take the money that Amy Michelle Berger provided and buy the subscription or whatever. And yeah, I mean, that was a very nice thing for her to do. Sorry, Amy.
I do believe since Amy gave that money for that very reason, if we decide to use Zoom, we should buy the thing.
All right. Agreed.
Yeah. And if there's any extra, I'll just put it towards Hall & Oates. All right. Well, we will be back next week. Anything coming up to plug? I don't think so. Really?
Nope. Nothing to plug.
Listen to Americast. We shit on you, Marcus, on the promo, but we love you, Marcus. We love the show. And keep checking Marcus's Facebook page. You never know what his picture's going to be.
Trump or a butthole.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.